Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well played to everyone involved.
Time for Lawrence Holmes to keep this thing rolling as the Bernstein and McKnight show concludes on this Tuesday. We will be headed to the ballpark tonight.
Yeah, thanks for the offer.
I got gifted some tickets, and I thought there were only two, and it turns out there are four. So you're going to be chaperoning a couple of 14-year-olds.
That's fine. I swear like a sailor at baseball games, so they'll get used to that. That'll be good.
Well, we're in the expensive seats, so you might get looks.
I'm used to it.
Okay.
We were sitting behind, in front of Porter Moser. What are you talking about?
Yep. It's good seats. I'm looking forward to
it. Talking some baseball and being loud.
Enjoying his day. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he knew then about the St. John's offer at that point. I think it would have been a little early, right? Would it have been
no,
the day after?
Because a lot of that stuff happens at the Final Four. And remember,
he was telling us
his thoughts about what was going to happen in the final game. And
the
Final Four is kind of like this like meat market of how – like the fact that they ended up with Mike Anderson.
You did it.
Oh, that's a choice. That is a choice.
Well, that's a program, too. I mean, that's what we were talking about with Porter, just the state of that program. You want to go do that in that conference? You want to go rebuild from everybody leaving there?
The money sounds great, but that's New York money. That's New York expense.
Correct. And I had heard that the way that this whole thing has been handled by them, that it's a university athletic department that's in turmoil. And don't know
direction.
How to do things.
Stay away. Oh, I got the name of that the Mexican confection I was discussing.
Yeah.
It is Mazapan Dulce de Cacahuetes.
You ever had this?
It's made by De La Rosa is the company that is known for making them.
Dan well, was it, searching it the grocery store for
peanuts
it.
Peanuts in it, so I probably have not.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So.
Yeah, it's just I was looking for it. I had a taste for it yesterday, but instead we got. I guess I'm late to the party on Poncho's popsicles. I had never had them before.
I heard you guys talking about this when I was driving in.
Oh my god!
So is it like a popsicle guy that comes by?
Yeah,
or?
It was one of the like Arco Iris guys who came by. Although the ones near me, like the ones that come by Wells Park and Revere Park, often have Good Humor brand. This is a local, just some very very ultra locally made.
What's
popsicle.
The name of it again?
Ponchos. Ponchos ice cream and Ponchos paletas.
They're the big wide ones, too. Not the, like the narrow popsicles, but the wider.
And I can vouch the lime is the best popsicle I've ever had.
Unreal.
That's how I feel about Jarritos.
Well, yeah. But you know how Jarritos is incredibly sweet?
Yes.
Like it's a sugar bomb?
Yes.
These are not that.
With plenty of sugar, but there was a tanginess to it. Oh, God, these things hit the spot.
Well, I'm glad that you guys had a really good experience when you're out there wheelbarrowing rocks.
Yeah, it was
what we were doing.
Get your ass over there and fix that path.
We got put to work. Mitch is like, yeah, just head out there. It'll be fun. Show up, wave around a little bit, you know, take a photo, do a video, and take off. No. This was real and actual work, and it felt good to do it, to be honest.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
get your hands calloused up, moist
alu. We gloves on. Yeah, we got the work gloves going, but the calluses from the dumbbells came in handy wielding the shovel. And I actually picked up a pickaxe at one point just because it was lying there.
Nothing to do with it. Just
no.
Had it.
I wanted to say that I could swing a big heavy pickaxe because that was I just
okay,
wanted to
Thor.
Say it. It was heavy. It was too heavy to really like get any wrist snap
it was
going
kind of,
there.
You know,
it's
a little
an arm
short
swing.
There too. Yeah.
Fun day.
It was a fun day.
The only thing we needed at the very end was a cold Bohemia style beer to be brought in. That
it was more free.
Yeah, well, I didn't even think about it, but it was 80 degrees yesterday, wasn't it?
It was hot. Yep. Those popsicles, they were rescue popsicles is what they were, too. That saved, I think, a number of us while we were doing the work.
That's key.
No.
Connor, did you see today on the Twitter.com that you had Brie Larson wearing an Infinity Gauntlet style ring.
I want you to look here. Huh? I have two things to talk to you about during transits. That is one of them. Yeah, Brie Larson's out there wearing.
Scarlett Johansson, too.
Uh-huh.
They both had, like, so, Infinity Gauntlet-themed jewelry that they
were
wearing.
That was awesome. But did you also see that at the premiere
Natalie
of Endgame
Portman?
Was Natalie Portman in
My
attendance?
Favorite.
Big fan. Now, she matters because she was in Thor and in Thor the Dark World.
But not Ragnarok.
Wasn't very good. But not Ragnarok. She's Thor's girlfriend.
Oh.
She's, what's her name? Jane, I forget her
I
last
forget
name.
Too.
But she's in there. So I
she
don't
might
know.
Be in there.
She might be in Endgame. She might not be in Endgame. She's, you know, it's very much, I see it in, 10:45 on Thursday night.
Me and Panther are trying to figure out exactly how we're going to do this because we like Block 37, but it looks like all of the shows that we would go see at Block 37 are closed up. So we're thinking about maybe hitting the burps.
The secondary market for Endgame tickets are getting into the four figures.
I don't need to see it.
Yes.
I don't need to see it Thursday.
I'm dead serious.
I don't need to see it Thursday or Friday night. Like, I'm good. I'm okay seeing it Saturday or Sunday. I would like to see it before the weekend is up, though.
You're going to want to. Because this way I figured if I go Thursday night, then I've got a chance to double up before the weekend is over. But like you said, with the way theaters are selling out and booking, there might not be a chance to swing around for Sunday tickets or something.
It is possible that that is the case. Yeah. We will discuss this more.
Oh, yeah. We got tons.
Tomorrow we will discuss this more in great detail because I'm actually going to have a conversation who's already seen it. Someone who's already seen it.
Oh, damn.
And the embargo is lifted tomorrow, so I'm going to find out some stuff.
All right.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I want to know some stuff. I don't need to know spoilers, but I want to know some stuff.
I think I want to keep it I'm not ready. I'm not ready to
None
know
None of
stuff.
Us are ready.
No.
Because I think we're going to get hit in the gut, and we're not expecting to be hit in the gut. But we shall see. Gentlemen, thank you as always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.